Joining us right now is Olivia Rafovich, is an international IDF spokesperson, and we wanted to chat to him about the latest in terms of Gaza operations. Good morning, Olivia. I hope you are well. It's been definitely been a bit of a quieter weekend, hasn't it?
Yeah, very, very. And as you know, we lost another soldier yesterday, so it's 20 have been killed during the month of June, which is a bloody month.
Wow.
And it's one of the most bloodiest months for the IDF soldiers in the Gaza Strip. And where we speak now, the operations are going on.
Right. What is the latest in Gaza in terms of IDF's mission? What is currently... what is the focus right now?
Listen, the purpose is the same like it was at the beginning. We continue to do operations in order to diminish, to destroy the terrorist military Hamas capabilities. We also are, as you know, waiting for the hostages, 20 alive, 30 are dead. We have around four divisions in the Gaza Strip, and we continue to act according to the orders and according to the political directive.
Yes. So in terms of the style from that the IDF is employing, has it moved from this large-scale operations to more surgical targeted missions?
Yes, actually, right now we control around 60-65% of the territory.
Right.
And we are acting according to very precise and accurate intelligence against specific targets. Hamas actually is not engaging face-to-face combat. They are using more guerrilla and trying to hide themselves in a shaft of tunnels, getting out, spying, and then back to the tunnels. So we are facing a guerrilla warfare style, which is, of course, a long way and difficult to deal with, but we have quite serious achievements. But again, the style of the activities is quite different.
Right. In terms of Hamas infrastructure, what is left? Do they have a central command? Do they have areas of strategic importance?
Hamas has been destroyed mostly concerning the leadership.
Right.
But there is no kind of scattered leadership in different places, connected not like at the beginning with the outside leadership of Hamas, still alive in different places in the Middle East. But of course, most of them are younger because they were enlisted, they were recruited by Hamas during the war, mostly using the money of the humanitarian assistance for paying the salaries. So they have maybe not the same combat experience, but we can say that around 20,000 Hamas fighters are still here.
Is there a way to negotiate, or does all negotiations happen outside of Gaza?
No, there is no negotiation into Gaza.
Right.
There is only contact through the what we call in Hebrew the metafrim, the intermediaries outside, sending messages or receiving messages. But it's not direct negotiations, of course, not in the Gaza Strip itself.
Right. What would you say is the most difficult logistical or tactical challenge that the IDF soldiers, are facing in Gaza at the moment?
like I just said, I mean, the main issue here is to face with kind of threat,
guerrilla type,
putting explosive devices on the armor vehicle, and then running away.
Right.
Or so we need always very heavy material to bring to the Gaza Strip, new, very well armored, specialized in this kind of guerrilla, and because we have a lot of forces inside, and because it's very complicated for a long time already, war situation. We need always to improve our material. And there is another point that I would like to mention. It
yeah.
is the fatigue of the troops. So
yeah.
we have also to
yeah.
deal with the troops themselves, to make them in one way able to fight, then to give them time enough to have some rest, and then to get back to the situation. And as you know, we are in a war since the 7th of October, and
right.
Our army is a people army. Our army is our children, your children, our family members. So the family support is very important.
Right.
The morale is very important, as not only because I'm just mentioning it, but because it's a part of the strength of the Israel army and Israel resilience in this long war against Hamas.